the coup,
Go ahead.
the Kool-Aid man gift that you had the mitigated gall to say was me. Okay.
Oh, did I
I was,
say it
oh
with you?
yeah.
Or did
Why?
you make that conclusion yourself?
Why would you just put it if it wasn't something towards me? I know that it was calculated.
I love Mikey. He's like this. If I just put it out there, she will find out.
Oh,
My
somebody forgot to
favorite,
turn their phone off. Anyway,
I don't know what you're talking
Lance.
about. What?
Lance, turn that where you at Cricket piece of shit phone off.
It's little bills, brother. Little bills.
My favorite meme, because it reminds me of me. I don't know if y'all have seen it, but it's like there's some war going on in the background. But it's JJ the jet plane like flying off smiling. And it's like me whenever I just drop a little bit of drama and walk away.
Nice.
That's me
That
planting the Kool-Aid man gif.
is that's so true.
is All righty. How's everybody doing? Everybody good?
Yeah.
I
Mikey
told you
over here
how I
seeing
am.
dropping bombs like fucking the jet, right?
Yeah.
I know. Mikey's had a day. It's okay. Because usually
Oh.
I have the days, but today Mikey gets to have the day.
Yeah, I'm Adrian for the day. I'm red. I bust
So.
through walls. I go,
I
What
hate all of you.
was that one? Was it how was it Family Guy where he breaks through the wall and if something's going on, he goes, "Oh
Yeah.
no." He just goes backwards.
Yes. Oh, do I like my new cardigan?
Oh, it's
Oh yeah.
beautiful.
I think I saw you sporting that in one of your pictures earlier.
Yeah. So, I'm hoping, I don't know what they're called. Jenna always reminds me. I'm hoping to be Jenna's cashier in Manchester, which apparently is in England somewhere, for some appearance she's making. Now, can I be your cashier? She was like, handler, my handler. And I was like, you're not an animal.
Cashier.
And so she shows up in costume, basically her Terrifier outfit, which is the skeleton dress. So I was like, how can I one up this bitch? And I found my skeleton cardigan, which I'm debating on just not wearing a shirt under, so it's like a little hot. And then also I found these skeleton sweatpants. And but it's just like the legs, it's not like the full skeleton, it's just the legs or bones, and they're all black. So I was like, I'm gonna wear this. And she was like, oh my God, matchy matchy. And I said, they won't know who's who.
Aren't you a good deal taller than her?
Yeah.
We ready?
Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready as I'm gonna ever get.
I know. I
That
said,
doesn't say much.
remember, take your time.
Yes, I know.
It's just like anal. Breathe. If you think you're
I
going too fast, just go slower than you think is appropriate. There you go.
It's all gonna be good. This is Slashers, the new favorite podcast of your new and old favorite horror media. I am Lance, and with me, as always, as my esteemed colleagues, co-hosts, and cohorts, Mikey and Aid.
Now do it without reading.
Yeah,
Ah.
never gonna happen.
And today is,
Our third installment of, oh man, I actually
oh
don't
my
remember
God.
our long version of this.
Oh my
Like,
God.
it's
Four
in four
words,
words.
pink
It's in
hearts
four.
and blood red. Excuse me, five if you include the and.
There you go, folks. Mikey is always in there to help me.
Yeah, I am always in there.
Whoop. And our movie today is going to be Glorious. Seeing how I'm the only one out of us three that actually hadn't seen this previous to me suggesting it, even though you guys had already seen it, it's really fresh in my mind. Did any of you actually rewatch it, or are we just going with what we had last time you
Oh
saw
no,
it?
I always rewatch it because, you know, my opinion from when I first seen it may have changed from today.
Oh, all right. Aid, was that the same for you?
I know you're asking this question because you know that I did it. Okay.
Adrian, how did you get the notes together?
I did the notes because I remember the movie. I've seen it once. Once was enough. I'm fine. But I did do the notes for Lance because, you know, I know he's not the most studious individual. So
I feel like she
here
was
we are.
basically saying, I am note challenged. It is very true.
Well, you know, I did write them, so we'll see if he follows them, ladies and gentlemen. And so far,
hey, I like to go rogue sometimes. But so this movie is more considered a Lovecraftian horror, or as they like to call it, cosmic horror, from what I was reading, which is kind of cool because it's not like your traditional slasher or some actual other human being. This is actually more of a cosmic god or kind of a higher sense of, I guess, a human, not a human being, but like a mystical kind of deal, like a nature type deal or
supernatural entity.
Yeah. Film is kind of based in a little bit outside, but mostly in one room, which is some of my favorite stuff to actually watch because you have to really have really good dialogue and hope to God the actors are actually on point with what they're doing. And they got to sell a lot of stuff, especially when some of this in this ideal is more cosmic. So you're kind of at a, some of it's, you know, you're getting CGI, but the other stuff, you know, you don't, you get a little bit of, I guess, practical stuff going on. Mm-hmm. For all purposes, I thought this movie kind of was a really cool love story because there's a love situation in it before we get started. This guy's kind of brokenhearted. He's driving. You can see something's happened to him. And it's kind of, you're like, okay, he's missing somebody. He's holding a teddy bear at one point. He's got his stuff packed. So you're thinking maybe he broke up with somebody or they broke up with him. He's drinking or he has a drink nearby. So a lot of crying, a lot of tears.
He's a whiny bitch.
Yeah, basically, he's crying like the sad moment. The sad music's on in the car. He stops at a rest stop, and that's kind of where our story kind of starts to go from there. Do you guys know any other kind of movies that you would consider cosmic horror, like that you've seen before previous? Like, I got a little of a list of what they consider the top cosmic horror, which I was a little shocked by some of the actual movies they picked for this.
Well, so one that's probably
No, go ahead. Sorry.
One that's probably on your list, and it's weird because they even kind of use the same color palette, is the Nicolas Cage one about the llamas. What the fuck
color
is that
of
called?
Space.
Yeah, The Color of Outer Space. Same color palette, same idea. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, you're absolutely right. It is actually on the list.
Yeah. And you mentioned Lovecraftian horror, which Color of Space is based off of a Lovecraft short. And I know some people get upset when people say, oh, this movie's so Lovecraftian. I was one, because I'm not a huge, I don't understand old English, so I'm not going to read Lovecraft stories. Sorry, everybody. But I'm curious, because, you know, I don't read AIDS notes. Is this based off of a Lovecraft story, or are they just saying Lovecraftian because people associate cosmic horror with Lovecraft?
What is the creature's name?
The god?
Gath for short, because you literally have to hold your tongue and
Gadathoa. Okay, is one of H.P. Lovecraft's characters?
Okay, so it's his universe,
which he created. Yeah, because I think it's like the son of Cthulhu or something.
Okay.
And Cthulhu. So and he created Cthulhu. So
yeah, and Cthulhu is probably the
read the note.
Why would I do that? Cthulhu is like the grandpappy of H.P. Lovecraft. Like, I do want to read them. I'm just, I know my limits and I know what I do and don't understand.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I should actually try to read it, maybe give myself the benefit of the doubt and see if I can puzzle it together. But I love Cthulhu, I think. And apparently Cthulhu isn't even like the correct pronunciation. Cthulhu is supposed to be an unpronounceable being. We were just like, oh, Cthulhu, duh. Which I'm sure Lovecraft is like, no, that's not your fucking saying. You can't pronounce it.
You can't say it at all. It doesn't matter.
I know. He's dead and apparently was racist, so whatever. Or was that Edgar Allan Poe? I don't know. They're all kind of troublesome.
Yeah, H.P. Lovecraft. That was the issue that he had.
Yeah. Is he the one with the inappropriately named cat?
I don't know. I didn't see anything
Good
about
Lord,
the cat.
Good Lord, I hope not. That's so weird and horrible, probably.
I didn't want to really look into that with him because I figured, you know, you could touch on him or whatever, but we don't really need to stay with him. Like, you know, we have a lot of these cryptids are based off of his lore. And so we have that, but it's not like he's around to, you know, reap the benefits. And actually, he lived most of his life in poverty and died poor. And he didn't really become, you know, famous until after his death. Like, his story started taking off. So,
yeah. As it should have been. Maybe if he was a better person, he would have reaped the benefits of his art.
Aide, did you have an idea of what any cosmic horror movies would be outside of what
Michael has I've said? Seen, according to whatever, like I know From Beyond is one, which I've seen. Suitable Flesh, apparently, is, I don't know how or why.
Yeah, From Beyond is definitely on there.
Dagon.
Dagon and Reanimator. So yeah, I've seen all of those.
And my favorite recent entry into cosmic horror, I won't say Lovecraft, is The Outwaters.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, thank you, Mikey.
I just realized, I was like, wait, that doesn't happen until like 30 minutes before the movie ends.
Oopsie poopsie. Yep.
Well, some of the other ones that were notable on here was supposedly The Thing was on here as considered as one of those. Hellraiser. I was actually kind of thrown by that a little bit. The Space Odyssey. Underwater. See, Evil Dead. I guess.
Ooh, actually, Evil Water. Evil Water. God damn it. Underwater. Sorry.
Underwater.
Movie. I forgot. I love that movie.
That is a good movie. Yeah.
See, The Empty Man, The Lighthouse, Prince of Darkness.
Empty Man, I could see. Yeah.
The Lighthouse, Cabin in the Woods. Was one.
Oh my god. Yeah, I guess The Cabin in the Woods would be.
Did Bloody Disgusting make this list?
I know.
Right? No, it's. The Mist is on there as well.
He's like, no, I.
he's like,
it starts off good, and then you're like, the fuck?
No. But yeah, those are some Pulse is on there.
That movie sucks.
It's
the Dunwich Horror.
Well, that's the Dunwich Horror. That's who wrote House of Usher?
Oh, Mike Flanagan.
No, not the movie.
Oh, no. Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah. I believe that's also Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah, but those are a couple on their list of top cosmic horrors, which some of them, again, where I was a little shocked, but other ones, you know what I mean? Because, like, I consider this would be way more in that genre of style if you're going with the Lovecraftian, you know, horror style.
Spacey and out of this world is what I consider it, right?
Yeah.
So, literal cosmic.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, like a higher being. I mean, even anything with like a Jesus ideal to it, or God, you know,
out of this world. But you know, actually, it wasn't until recently. What was I watching? No, I was listening to something. I like to listen to those like ooky spooky podcasts about conspiracy theories and stuff like that. And apparently, in the Bible, I haven't read it all because, you know, I do what I can. Sorry, God. But apparently, there's something somewhere that says evil comes from. I'm going to mess it up, but paraphrasing, something about evil is going to come from above, not below. So people think aliens are actually demons. And so there is a very strange religious demonic side theory when it comes to cosmic stuff. Oh my God. And hello, probably the greatest one of all, Event Horizon. Another spoiler alert.
It wasn't on this list, but it was on another list, which I thought was crazy.
It's on my list.
Now, would you guys consider... Would you consider Aliens or Independence Day in that same kind of vein?
No. In my opinion, it has to be like some sort of, it has to have some sort of fantastical theme to it, not just in space.
Right.
Like Underwater, spoiler for anybody who hasn't seen Underwater, it's Cthulhu at the end. I mean, Underwater, you forget it's underwater and you think they're in space. And there is like, these weird entities and like strange lights that you can't explain, and not other dimensions, but almost kind of like a weird like time and space type situation. And so to me, that's more cosmic than just like, you know, Alien, for example.
Mm-hmm. What about 2001 Odyssey? Would you consider that? Or is that more like sci-fi?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
Is that where the computer tries to get them?
Yeah.
Just kidding, yeah. I've seen it.
No.
You don't think so? With the science to it? I mean, is there something else that's involved in it? You know what I mean? Because if you could take it in that ideal sense, maybe the computer isn't messing up. It's more of an intelligence, right? So it's AI.
Oh,
yeah, but AI is still of this world.
It's still learning. So is it of this world, really, in the sense of just because it was created by, you know? I mean, just saying it as a side note too, it could be or could not be. I mean, what's the difference between science and magic? Something you understand and something you don't understand? Is that the only difference in something trying to kill you, like Terminator?
But that doesn't like explain what AI is.
Well, yeah, but it's magical in its own sense. I mean, imagine bringing somebody out of time, they would think that was all magic to them, realistically.
Okay, so this is a subjective thing, right? Based on your point of view. Okay,
he's like, this is my episode.
I'm going anywhere I want. Let's do this.
We're not talking about pilgrims today, okay? We're talking about people, like, right now.
I'm just saying, and we got to out-nerd-nerdly. You know what I mean? Let's do a little nerd stuff.
I think it's magic and science are the same, because I also think that just because they teach you about atoms, I don't know if it's true. I don't have the knowledge to actually find out myself what's splitting and what's regenerating and that, you know, whatever. I was like, I'm just going to take your word for it. But also, you know, no skin off my circumcised penis. You know what I'm saying?
It's like the same thing with, like, it's like somebody talking about, you know, like, it's like Star Wars where you're talking about, you know, the force. I mean, it's not there. You don't see it, but somehow it works. You know what I mean? I know it's all fictional, I mean, it's, to some degree.
Literally just like Chloe Grace Moretz and Aid. She doesn't see her. She doesn't know how she keeps working, but she doesn't see her.
I shall see myself out now.
Oh, no.
But so, if I could take a moment of your time, because we are kind of discussing cosmic horror and how it delves into fantasy, I do want to give a special shout out to our sister podcast, Much Ado About Nerding, who in their last episode gave us a shout out for our episode on Crimson Peak. He did say sometimes you want to, you know, reach across the metaphorical screen and strangle the person who's talking, who he could be talking to, probably Aid. But give them a listen. I enjoy their episodes. I do listen to them. I'm not just saying it because, you know, we're cool with them, but special shout out for us to them. And we're talking about fantasy, and they were talking about fantasy last time. So get into it, Lance.
All right. So we take our main character here, who is crying and seems to be upset with a partner, a love interest of his own. And he looks very distraught. He looks like he's trying to call her in the beginning. Sounds like he's kind of called her a couple of times. So you're kind of wondering, oh, man, is he the stalker? Does this guy call too much? Which is kind of the vibe you get, you know, when he's like calling too much, you know, and you're like, OK, maybe this is the guy's the reason it's an issue. And then he stops at a rest stop. And then he kind of ends up trying to get some food, I guess it was. Maybe take a pee break or whatever it was. And then I thought the person in the front in the beginning of that, the woman who was just hanging out there, it was a little weirder. The one that was like, helped him get his snack.
Yeah, I think she's probably, which side note, it takes place on Route 37, which I have no idea where they filmed it or where they planned on taking place. But Route 37 is by my house, runs by my house. And so,
fun fact, folks.
Yeah, I drove up and down looking for that not rest stop.
Looking for the rest stop.
Yeah. I feel like I don't know if they plan to have more with her or if she's just like maybe the keeper of the rest stop, which also means possibly the keeper of whatever his name is. but yeah, there was something about her that they didn't actually dig too deep into, and I'm too stupid to figure it out myself.
Yeah, I thought I liked it just because it was kind of like you said, it almost seemed like it was a gatekeeper to the moment, because she seemed like she knew something, you know, like it was kind of like one of those like awkward moments. And even he was like, kind of like, what's this chick's problem?
Yeah, you know? She could even tell that he was, because she was even like, yeah, you might want to put the seats in the back down. It's going to help you sleep better if you're going to start living in your car. So she kind of was almost like a soothsayer.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, not to get into the ending of it, but he could have imagined her as well. So we don't really know what's going on in his head.
Very true. So the point right there, he ends up kind of, I guess, having like kind of a pity party. He kind of ends up throwing his phone, breaking it. And then he kind of wants to have this moment where it's kind of like clear everything out. And he decides to start drinking more. And then he starts burning an effigy of the relationship, to at least what you get in the beginning. You kind of assume it's one of those moments where he's like gonna burn her pictures and burn all this other stuff. You find out later on a little bit different, you know, when we'll spoil everything at that point. But at that point, you kind of got a vibe that he's kind of like trying to like cut himself off from her and her, you know, the idea of her and dreams of her. And then goes into the bathroom to use the urinal after he drunkenly burns his pants off, burns everything, kind of goes into this whole downward spiral thing. And then you kind of feel bad for him because you're thinking, oh, okay, which is still in the line of, I don't know, did you guys think he was kind of a creep, kind of stalker type guy, or
no?
Genuinely,
in the beginning, I never got the creep stalker vibe, because if I did, it would have ruined the movie for me. I thought he was just kind of like going through something, because he's kind of greasy. And it's Ryan Kwanten, everybody. Sorry our host didn't tell y'all, but he's super yummy. You know, from what's that doll movie we reviewed last time? Dead Silence. True Blood. Like, he's Australian.
Most people know from that, I think, right?
He could get it. Yeah, I think that's where he's most famous from. But he's a very attractive man. But they kind of, you know, he's in like an oversized button up. His hair's greasy. He's a little oily. He basically looks like an everyday person. And so I just thought he was like going through a great breakup. But then I did think it's weird, because there's a lot of flashbacks. And the flashbacks where he first meets his ex, I guess. Brenda, is that her name? Brenda?
Brenda, yes, yes.
Oh, see, I don't need notes. I got it all in my head. It may end with a question mark, but it's there.
And his name is his name is Wes, everyone. Just so
Wes,
you know.
Yes.
Yeah. Wesserly and Brenda. When they do the flashback, when they first meet, he's wearing, I don't know if it's because of the situation, but he's wearing like the same outfit, or at least the shirt, because you don't really see like his pants. But I'm like,
yeah, he looks like a nerd.
Yeah.
Like a tech guy almost.
Yeah, a tech guy that doesn't shower. But no, I didn't think he was creepy. I think he was just going through a hard time. And then when the attendant for the rest stop was like, if you're going to start living in your car, you got to do this. I was like, okay, well, this is co-signing my thought of he's going through a hard time.
Yeah. Aid, how about you? Did you feel like it was creepy guy, stalker?
Well, I felt badly for him. Yeah. And I thought it was, I thought it worked well, because yeah, he's very distraught, and he does a good job at portraying this. Like Ryan Kwan, I mean, even in like his sillier movies, like what is it? Knights of Badassdom, isn't he in that?
Oh yeah. It reminded me of that too. Cause when he mentioned the LARPing comment, I love Knights of Badassdom. That's such a good movie.
I love that movie. And he's a great actor. He expresses a lot of emotion, especially as Jason Stackhouse in the first few seasons of True Blood. He plays that character so well. Cause I've read almost all the books, and he does such a great job at, you know, conveying such a, what seems to be a dumbass of a character, but has so many different facets. So this one I thought was special to see him not as hot as he usually is, because let's face it, Jason is gorgeous. And then we have Wes.
Mikey's even to shovel, he's mine.
Yeah. I mean, you can have him, Mikey. Like,
I will say it was pretty feelings were not there when he's touching everything and sticking his face fully in the shit covered toilet. I'm like, I've been that sick before, and I even know not to, like, even with my clean toilets at home, I hover.
Well, and that's the thing too, is that he's completely out of it. So, you know, I don't know if you're meant to feel sorry for him in the beginning, but he's also like down that whole bottle of liquor. So
yeah, I was definitely like, if that was me, because he wakes up and he has to run inside the restaurant, I was like, oh yeah, he's gonna take a huge shit. I've been there before. And then I was like, I mean, no, this is a movie where he's supposed to be semi-attractive. They're gonna make him throw up instead.
I mean, alcohol shits is a real thing.
It's like, you know, make it more realistic, you cowards. Haven't been out of both ends.
You imagine him shitting and then throwing up after he shitted?
Been there. Like, 1, 2, 3, switch sides. 1, 2, 3, switch sides.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Abe. Didn't mean to remind you of last weekend. You're in Lovecraft's universe, baby.
Anyway. But, so, whatever.
Yeah.
I do have something to bring out, because when this happened, I was like, ain't no way this would happen. Who has gotten so mad that they have thrown their phone in the age of iPhones and Androids.
Mm.
Even a certain family member of mine who is notorious for breaking landlines and like the unbreakable Nokia phones when she would fight with her boyfriends. Yeah. She has not even ever since Androids and iPhones came out. So the fact that he did it, I was like,
mm-mm. Yeah. Well, I mean, but obviously we know later, if you think back on and we can see the ending, you know why he did that. Mm. So it wasn't just because he was frustrated. Yes, he was frustrated, but he had to get rid of the phone anyway. So there.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I would never throw my phone. I wouldn't even throw my Kindle. I would throw not even the remote. Like, who has time to buy a new remote right now?
With
like,
inflation, we can't afford it.
Not in this economy.
I'll punch a wall before I throw my phone.
So our character ends up being wasted in the next morning, ends up going to the bathroom because he's feeling sick. As we were talking before, he does not take a shit. He does actually throw up in this toilet and throws up pretty hardcore. As he walks in to that toilet in the stall, you do kind of see this really cool alien kind of picture with a glory hole. No other way to say it. It's a hole in the wall next to another stall. Most likely it's going to be a glory hole.
With like duct tape lubricant.
Explain to the audience, what is a glory hole?
Yes, Lance, I'm unfamiliar.
Well, everybody listening, glory holes are what we used to call truck stop type of moments where you stick your lovely man part into said hole and allow somebody on the other side, female, male, it does not seem to matter, and you allow them to pleasure you in so many different ways.
What he's meaning to say is you can lie to yourself that it's a female, but there ain't no woman going to the men's restroom and standing in a stall waiting for someone.
That's 100% true. I just don't want to seem sexist, like only men.
Oh, it's not sexist. It's fact. Women don't need to wait for a dick to show up. They can get it when they want it.
Can you imagine that situation where you're sitting there like all day long going, whew.
I've been there. Like, hello.
It's like, what's going on?
I ordered KFC like 75 minutes ago. It's probably already cold. Like, bring me that man meat.
Speaking of, we'll have to, if you guys have not heard yet, you'll have to revisit Mikey and I's episode. You're called the Call Your Girlfriends episode on Drop Death Deep. Was it?
Oh, Death Drop Gorgeous.
Death Drop Gorgeous. With the.
I was like, where is she going with this?
With the lovely glory hole scene, because that was a lot of fun.
I was interested in. I was like, ooh, what? What's going on? What did you two do?
Revisit Death Drop Gorgeous, because I've actually developed kind of a fun little pen pal ship with Tony Four Fingers. And he,
that's his name?
Well, in the movie, because he has four fingers. They just made a movie, the same team, called Saint Drogo, and it's doing amazing in the circuits right now. It looks so great. So go support them and look at all that stuff.
That's exciting. I love that.
Yes, but here's my first issue with this movie.
Oh, okay.
My culture is not a costume. They paint this movie out to be about glory holes and what this is, and literally, it's nothing of the sort.
Yeah.
Were you let down more so than upset?
Of course I was, because A, I'm a pervert, and B, there's a movie that's called Deep Dark, I believe. That movie did it right. If you want to make a movie about a glory hole... And it's not even in the bathroom. It's in this. It shows up in this guy's apartment. What is it called?
Oh, well, you're entering this person's apartment?
No, this guy moves somewhere and there's just a wall. And then it talks to him. But I think it's called Deep Dark or something like that. The cover is a wall with a hole and like a woman's mouth behind the hole. That movie is fucked up. And I was kind of expecting something like that. Like, it's not a guy fucking a hole for like the whole time, but it, like, it's an integral part of the movie, whereas this kind of like skirted the idea, which I'm like, why are you going to make a movie heavily suggesting it's about glory holes, but kind of like be afraid to actually address what the nature of a glory hole is? So like, it's kind of gay baiting.
Well, my favorite part, actually, to jump ahead a little bit, is honestly the part where he actually does later on does stick his dick in the hole.
I mean, it's funny, but again, my,
and the alien's like what the fuck is this? What are you doing?
Yeah, it's like, what is that? Your human penis will not satisfy me.
Well, and that's the problem, because like, I assumed that this would have a much darker, less comedic tone. And I feel like this is more of, obviously, it's definitely more of a horror comedy leaning towards that. And so I think that's why I didn't like it, because I went into it thinking it would be like, he's holding a severed leg here, right? So I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And you know, it's funny because you basically came off as a huge misogynist in the Watcher episode, but also you said that it was boring at some parts. Dare I say, the parts where the girlfriend is not in the screen, or someone's dying, the other parts, this could have been a short. I was like,
Yeah.
let's move it along. Like, I get
Right,
it.
right.
It's all kind of just wasting time until the big reveal at the end. I don't think it's a bad movie. I didn't hate it, but I remembered, because when we first talked about it, I was like, I don't remember. I know I wasn't a huge fan of it, but I don't know the specifics why. And now as I watched it, I was like, okay, now I know why I wasn't a big fan of it. But again, it's not a bad movie. If you want to, people want to
Yeah.
watch it and like have a good time, sure. I also don't like the other cosmic horror movies out there. So maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm the problem. Probably not, but you know.
And that's another thing too. I think that's what it just drove me crazy. Just like you said, Mikey, because it is confined to one room. And, you know, the conversations between the two, like you kind of get their personalities and character development out of the way, like the first go around. But every time it's just him and the entity talking, AKA J.K. Simmons, because our lovely host once again has dropped the ball.
I allow everybody else, my co-host, to
Do the
look
heavy
amazed
lifting? Yeah, we
and
know.
all of
Yes,
information.
you know, that's fine. That's the Gen X way, isn't it?
Yeah.
So,
Do we really need the straight guy on the up on the episode? Is that the what's it called? The diversity hire that we really need?
demographic. Straight male, like, I'm on the outs, folks. That's what they're saying to me right now.
Well, okay, so that, but that's the thing. It's like, if you're gonna, I get so incredibly bored when there's not enough going on to entertain me and you're isolated in one spot. Like, if you're thinking, if we compare this, and I feel like all three of our films have sort of had some sort of connection, because with Crimson Peak, there was Vern Gorman, who was the Watcher in Watcher. And this is Watcher was a Shudder original, and so is Glorious. So
Mayhem
it's just,
Monroe played the glory hole. So it all
yeah,
just comes full
it
circle.
all comes full circle.
That's how great of an actress she is. You didn't know she was the wall.
You know, what else can we do? And the only time we're really transported out of the rest stop restroom at this point is when we have flashbacks. So it's like a nice reprieve, but I don't think it was enough to keep me interested. Like, a lot of the, I think I fell asleep, or I was nodding off at some point. Like, I, you know, that's why I didn't want to watch it again. I'm like, I don't need about what, you know, with Watcher, because Watcher is in the same vein that the payoff finally happens at the end. But I thought everything up to that point was a good buildup. Was this a good buildup up until the end? Because I kind of figured out that he had did what he did halfway through the movie, because it was something he said to J.K. Simmons, or something he like makes a remark about something, and I forget, because he sort of kind of reveals the fact that I'm like, I think she's not with us anymore.
Right.
Yeah, you start feeling a little more towards like he did something. I actually really like that these three movies, they besides the connections that you made, they're very similar. You know, we all kind of chose them for this theme and they all fit the theme, but like it's funny because I feel like each one of these movies represents who we are as people and horror fans. Like with Crimson Peak, you have literature, you have like, you know, the classic, the beauty of it all. You know, with Watcher, you have, of course, annoying Lance, Lance saying, you know, she's so stupid. But no, like Watcher is
I was only
definitely.
upset because she didn't give up the strength that I assume all women should have.
Well,
In
I
my
don't remember
defense.
what episode we were talking about when I said, I admitted publicly on air that my cattiness is actually a front. I'm a big muscular pushover. I said it. I forgot which one it is. Like Watcher, I feel does kind of like represent more of like my style and like probably what would happen in reality. And Glorious, I guess, Lance, you, it's nasty and dirty, and it's basically the Super Bowl of the three. It's made for straight men.
Well, I mean, here's my thing to it is, I thought at one point when they show that, obviously he's actually physically affected by the fact that he's not with her anymore. And I think the situation is later on you do find out that the creature, the alien, needs him to help him with a certain task to save the world. And, you know, his life is in a situation. But in that moment where you find out exactly what happened, he has to give up the truth of why he's there, why he doesn't have her, and why he's missing her. And you find out that he actually is a serial killer. Mm-hmm. And even though he loved her, she found his pictures and his keepsakes.
Mementos.
Yeah. Mm. And the thing about it was this weird moment where he was like in this idea that you made me have to kill you because you snooped, or at least that's the vibe you get kind of from what it was giving. And it's like, you don't really understand me. Like, I thought you understood me, but this is truly who I am, like as a murderer, killer slash, you know, scenario. And I thought that was kind of a really cool thing. Now, did they do it as best they could and show off how amazing it was in the sense that moment? But I mean, I think that was a tragic moment where it was like one of those things where it's like she was the one, but because of his vice of murdering people. I mean, even in that thing where he meets her, he was actually stalking the blonde girl.
Yeah.
And then when you see later on, he has a picture of that blonde girl. He actually does murder that blonde girl at one point when she was like, oh, she's not into you, you should be into me. Not knowing that she's literally going, no, kill me, please.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I will say that, and this is kind of shitty of me, when I first saw the picture of the girlfriend, I was like, ew, they could have gotten a better model. But
yeah.
But when she was actually in, like, on screen, I was like so enamored with her. I thought she was adorable. Like, she was very relatable, and I wanted more of her. You know, she kind of is like the Patrick Mahomes of the Super Bowl, where she really was the stand-up for him, but they always wanted to just focus on Travis Kelce or Ryan Quatton, whoever you're talking about. But yeah. I wanted more of her, and I did like her, and I was like, okay, I'm a dick because I just saw a picture of her that probably wasn't the best thing to show her. And then I see her, and she kind of reminds me of, like, who's the act? She's older now, but she has a squeaky voice from When a Stranger Calls.
Oh, Carol Kane is who you're talking about.
Carol Kane.
Yeah.
She was giving me her vibes. Like, maybe they should have used her more during the parts that I felt dragged on a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, so you wanted more flashbacks? Is that what you're thinking?
Well, they would have to be.
yeah.
She's obviously dead, spoiler alert. But no, and, I liked her a lot.
Yeah, and that's the thing too, because, like, it would have been nice to see how he behaves with her, or him fighting his urges, like more of that would have been really cool. But, you know, we have to go back to the glory hole, because again and I think, like you said, Mikey, calling it glorious, focusing on a glory hole, making the trailer is amazing. Like, if you watch the trailer, you're like, oh my god, this movie's gonna be so fucking, like, crazy, it's gonna hit the ground running. It is not that at all. And so I think a lot of people will enjoy it. Like, I don't think it's a bad movie. It's not for me.
Yeah. It's for straight people, I told you.
And, well, I mean, I did like the fact that, you know, it reveals the fact that he, you know, he doesn't survive this, and he is, you know, he's just basically there to fix things. But again, like, how much of this is real? Because I think all of it isn't, like, I think he just imagined things. Like, I honestly think that this is all in his head, or maybe, you know, he drank too much and drank himself to death. And because, remember, he has to give up a piece of his liver.
Yeah.
And so I took it as the fact that he basically just, you know, gets there, drinks himself to death, dies, or, and as he's dying, he's imagining all these things and sees everything. And
yeah. I didn't go that far, because my thing was, he told him what was going to happen if he looked at him. He was basically going to be a shell of a man that goes crazy. And so he looked at him. And I feel like at that point, that's probably when he was in his alternate reality. And because he looked at him, so the game over. So ever since he snuck a peek through the glory hole of what the creature actually was, that's probably when he lost it. And then also as, like, a protective thing from the god, that were like, if he tries to tell anybody what happened, they won't believe him. I also, and this actually was what I was going to bring up when I mentioned that I'm kind of a pushover, like, just take a fucking part of your liver out. Like, it's one of those movies where I'm like, just do it. Like, this will go away. If he wasn't like crazy, it's gonna hurt. Yeah, but like, if you're dealing with an eldritch god, saw your shit up. Yeah. And you know, I don't know. I was just, you know, and it's funny because I know I forgot about this part, but when he's about to do it, he points the shard of glass to his liver, and then the god was,
oh,
like,
he says wrong side.
It's on the other side. And I was like, I chuckled because I was like, I could probably picture people watching and being like, that's not even the right side. And then that happens and be like, ha, director said, gotcha.
I like the fact that the alien, the creature, the god, told him he had to do it. Because you think, if you're that all powerful, why couldn't you just take it out without an issue? Like, he had to give it to him. So it was like one of those things where he had to be, had to sacrifice something of himself to him. You know what I mean? Outside of always taking, which is like taking lives and all of that stuff. I think what it was is like, I got a lot more meaning from certain things because it was like, you just see all these things and he's a taker of lives. And at this one point, him giving up this thing actually saves other people's lives, you know, in the spectrum of his mindset, true or not true. You know what I mean? If he's imagining it or not imagining it, even in his last moment of death, he thinks somehow he's saving other people.
Well,
I didn't take it for saving. I thought he just wanted to keep his memories.
Wasn't right, but at an end run, he even says, both of us will not make this out alive. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they were both going to die. Like, no matter what you do, you could either save us, all of humanity, or you just die, and I die saving the rest of us, just like you're dying to save the rest of us, but you'll never be remembered. Your name will never be, you know what I mean? Like, no matter what he did, all the murders he did, you know what I mean? He's not even going to be infamous. You know what I mean? It's like, it's just kind of like, yeah, this will be your last moment on the world. You can either do something to help somebody or be the horrible cretin that you are. At least that's my vibe to it. But, you know.
Yeah, but I also was wondering why they chose him. Did they ever just give a reason? Because it wasn't on accident, because he even said, even if you were to have gone to the next rest stop, I would have been there.
Yeah, but he was also saying the same thing. Which is weird when he says that, because it's like, this was like, when he said it's supposed to happen, but he was like, this was meant to happen, like, no matter what.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? But it makes it seem very kind of culty. You know, it's like,
cunty,
no matter what, cunty and culty, yes.
With this one, I mean, and that was another reason why I didn't want to rewatch it, because I just didn't want to go through the slog of it. And like, just how disappointing the ending is. And I will say that Ryan Kwan's performance, especially at the end, is just, it's amazing, and he's great. So if you're gonna watch it, I would definitely watch it for him.
Yeah. What did you like about it, Lance?
Again, it's like, I do love one room kind of things, because it really means the actors have to be on point. Like, and honestly, the writing has to be really great, in the sense of the back and forth. If it was a little bit less, like, I kind of wish he would have had a little bit more some spurts of his like serial killer style of like how he was angry.
Yeah.
Because I don't think you got enough of that either. Because like, I know they were trying to hide that. Like, he's still like, oh, poor me, I lost my girlfriend, you know that. But it would have been kind of cool to see a little hints of it when he's mentioning it. You know what I mean? Like, the anger came out a little bit more, where you could kind of say, oh, this dude has a death on the other side to him.
Yeah.
There's got to be more to this. Like, I wish that was the better slow burn, you know, where it was like that, where it, before it just kind of gets revealed, like, oh, she looked into his shit and found out he's a murderer. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I probably would have ignored it, like I ignore other hot guys' red flags.
That's true. Yeah. Same.
That's why Aiden and I couldn't. We're like, he's a killer. That's so. And Lance is like, did anybody else get this sense in the beginning? No.
No, of course not. No.
Sorry, folks. My co-hosts both are fucking red flag burners.
Yeah. Or maybe it's just game recognized game, Lance.
I mean, it's facts.
Oh my god.
Let's see, his budget was only $626,000 and it made $3 million.
Really?
Which is pretty crazy.
No, like, it was only six.
Yeah, it was one room.
Costing more. Yeah, but you know, the,
you know what I mean? And you're talking about one voice, you know, that wasn't even there.
But
it
cheated, because it's one room, but there's flashbacks. So
yeah. I mean, listen, this is all I could find. So these are numbers that were on the internet, but I don't know if they're correct. So hence the question mark, Lance.
Yeah, hence
the question mark. Well, opening weekend was in August 18th of 2022. Do you want to read through the sweet movies that were that came out that year, Aide? I know you love this part.
Yeah, well, was it a bad year for horror or not?
No, it wasn't. And in fact, it came out the same year as Watcher. So it's pretty much the same list. But
oh,
at
2022, the time, thanks. We had no idea.
Yes, 2022, August 18, 2022. So at the time, the competition that month was Allegoria, Bodies, 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 Prey, the Hulu Predator movie.
So good.
I love that one. Yeah. Resurrection, They, Them, Day Shift, Beast, Orphan, First Kill, The Invitation, the vampire movie, The Invitation, not the other one, and Barbarian.
Well, so that reminds me, I need to watch Resurrection.
I haven't seen it yet either. Yeah, I think because Resurrection came out that year, I want to say. I feel like
you know, like when I'm really stressed out, I really love like movies that just fuck you up. And if it's anything like The Nighthouse.
Oh yeah, Rebecca Hall is just fantastic. Yeah. Anyways, the rest of the year we had VHS 99, Watcher. Apparently, Skinner Rink came out with that. I think that was a festival. Yeah.
Yeah.
Smile. Nope. X. Pearl, Bones and All, The Menu, Halloween Ends.
Ugh. Loved it.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Munsters, Terrifier 2, Death's Dream, Hellraiser, Grim Cuddy, Morbius, Spirit Halloween, your favorite, Mikey. The Northman, Christmas Bloody Christmas, your other favorite.
Yeah!
Jeepers Creepers, Reborn. Lyrona, My Best Friend's Exorcism, Sick, The Visitor. I love Sick, by the way. We should do Sick. The Visitor, Choose or Die, Studio 666, The Mean One, Scream 5, Uma, Megan, Mithrigan, or whatever. But I think there was a festival. Yeah. Men, Crimes of the Future, and Talk
course.
To Me.
Crimes
yeah,
of the I think you missed Hocus Pocus 2. Did you miss that or no?
Just in case anybody's interested, the short story it's based off of is called Out of the Aeons. And it's about Gatanothoa and his influence on fate of mankind and explores themes of forbidden knowledge, ancient civilizations, and the insignificance of humanity in the face of cosmic entities. So on brand.
Yeah. Yeah. So what would you guys give your stars?
I'm sorry, I don't have any stars to give. I'm just kidding. No. No, I think... I would say 2.5 out of 5 is fair for me. Middle of the road.
Yeah, I'd give it a 2 out of 5.
Yeah, okay. I'm probably going to give it a little bit higher. 3.5, just because I read into things a little bit more that I liked about it. And well, no. Like,
oh, no, like, yeah, no. We see things on the surface. We are not as Lance.
He did know a lot about the subject matter. So
look, just because you were there when H.P. Lovecraft actually wrote the story doesn't mean... Just kidding. Go ahead.
No, but I just, it's one of those things where it's like, I see where it was going. I guess it's more of a hope. So that's why I give it 3.5 stars, because it's like, I would love for them to actually do more stuff like this in horror, like if they could do it. But like, you're absolutely right. I mean, there's parts where, you know, some of the storyline's gone. I don't know if it's just because they didn't have time, or maybe they really didn't have the actual budget for it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what the shoestring scenarios of it were. And it sucks because that's sometimes you don't film enough stuff, and then some stuff don't work with what you end up doing. So I more of a 3.5 because I hope to. You could build off it, and like I always want to give.
You want to stand by your man, this movie, basically.
Stand by Jason Stackhouse.
Yeah.
And like the whole like cryptid thing too, like
mythos.
I think the mythos, yes, the mythos of it all. I mean, I think it's interesting, but I don't like how they revealed everything. But again, I guess that's the cosmic horror of it all, like the colors. I don't know. It was just too cartoony for me, so maybe that's why. Yeah.
All right. Well, this is the part of the show where I usually suck at everything about telling you all
this part.
You can go to this part. Well,
I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Before we go, I just wanted to give a shout out. I was actually guesting on another podcast, Occult Monster podcast. And I just wanted to give them a shout out because they do listen to us. So thank you guys.
Hi, Occult Monster.
Yeah, Ethan and Chris were great, and their entire show centers around cryptids. So I'm sure there's a Thulu.
Oh, no wonder you kept saying cryptids. I was like, why is she calling these things cryptids?
What is a cryptid? Isn't Cthulhu a cryptid? I don't know. Anyways, no, he's so just a...
fictional character.
Whatever.
A cryptid is like the Jersey Devil, Mothman, Lachusa, Lance's Sincerity.
Yes, that too. But no, like Cthulhu, like the Cthulhu monster is like off the coast of whatever, like it's found in the water. So I'm assuming like, anyway, doesn't matter. Don't care. Anyways, thank you guys for having us. And if you guys want to give him a shout out or just, you know, check him out.
Yeah.
Yay.
You should ask Lance to help you on podcast next time.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to do what I like to do always and put in your lovely little hands. Can you tell them, Mikey, where you can find us at?
Well, you can find us on Instagram at slashespod or mutant goons from beyond. You can find me at horror and a half shell, Aid at pathologically ADE, or Lance at zombie versus hate. You can also find us on Patreon for some special perks and bonuses at patreon.com/slashespod. You can find merchandise like dental dams to coffee cans on Redbubble at slashespod.redbubble.com.
Good job. Yay. Mikey. And let it be known that Lance was the student in the group project who just sat there and looked pretty while the rest of us did the work.
Straight white male doing that? Never.
Never. Never.
Can't even build your own.
It's just because I know you both do a way better job than I do. And, you know, it's just one of those things where you always put it in the hands of people that are just better and smarter and more prettier than you. Mm-hmm. Boom. There it is.
That's sweet. Very lovely. Can't wait for the next month episode.
I know. We still need to pick another episode for the month. So if y'all have any.
I think we have one, don't we?
Do we?
Live in the flesh, live girls, XXX.
We've got a live episode coming up for you guys.
Well, not live, but
we're all going to
be in the same room.
Yeah, in person. Yeah, there you go.
In person. We're all going to be together in the same room at some point.
Mikey, why is that going to happen? Might as well promote. Do you still have your thing up?
Because we're going to be working on a movie called Noelia. So if you'd like to contribute to Noelia, you can find the Indiegogo campaign. Thanks, Cam, so much for donating. Cam gave us a donation. We love you.
Nice.
Hint, hint, other Patreon members. I'm just kidding.
He's not. Go for it. Send all of it.
You leave all five of them alone. Come on.
There is 10. You can find the link either on Facebook in the Mutant Goons from Beyond group, or pay attention to our Instagram because we share it once in a while. Because the link for Indiegogo isn't pretty, but in Indiegogo, if you search Noelia Christmas horror film, it'll pop up.
Nice.
Okay. Yay.
That's nice. Awesome. Oh. Go do that, everybody, please.
Yes. Mm. Even $1 better not be a fucking dollar.
I believe I donated already, so I'm good.
Yes.
So we're just gonna look. We're gonna look to our other square over here to see. Look at.
All right. Well, is this the part where I say goodbye and good die?
Yeah.
Sure.
Goodbye. Don't die.
Die.
Goodbye.
Lance, I swear.